We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Klei Hayayin, Halacha Aleph. In our Likutei Halachos, this is page 341, left-hand column. Al pi hamaymar uveyoyim habikurim vesoervim tzivisil chalkalecho, b'likutei Moran Tanina Simen Dalet. This chapter will be based on the fourth chapter of Likutei Moran in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom Kol Hamaymar Kuloi Meiroshe Lesoifoi. Rav Nosson Zal says, study that entire chapter of Likutei Moran from beginning to end to have a good base from which he's going to be discussing here. Vaklal, to summarize what's written there, Sheikar Hayira Nase Al Yedei Horotzoin. Yira, which means fear, respect for Hashem, comes through Rotzoin. Rotzoin means, in this particular case, Al yidei sheyoidim shehakol misnaheg bertzoinu yisborach levad vein shum chiyuv hateva klal. The way Rabbeinu Zal and Rabbi Nosson Zal are using the word Rotzoin now means that when a person knows and realizes that everything that's taking place is only through Hashem's will. There is no chiyuv hateva. There are no laws of nature. There's nothing natural that naturally the sun has to rise in the morning and set in the evening. Hashem is in charge. There's no autopilot. Hashem is running everything directly through his rotzoin. The more a person realizes that and is conscious of that, the more respect a person has for Hashem. Ve'ikur ha-rotzoin nizgale al yedei sholosh regolim. Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there that this rotzoin, the time when we feel it, when we can feel it the most and realize it the most, is on the Jewish holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, bebechinas mikro kodesh. As we say, as it says in the Torah and in our prayers, that the holidays are called mikro kodesh. They announce Hashem's holiness. Sheyomtev kodesh koirei umegaleis harotzim. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that these holy holidays proclaim Hashem's rotzim by the fact that every single one of these holidays commemorates miracles that took place. Pesach, we have the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sukkos, we have the miracles of the clouds that followed us through the desert, right? Shavuos, we have the miracles of Matan Torah. Whenever Hashem does miracles, that's when he makes it very obvious that there's no natural and nature, that Hashem is in the driver's seat, and Hashem is controlling everything the way he wants. Rotzoin. And the more that people see that, the more that people are aware of that, the more respect they have for Hashem. When things seem to be flowing naturally, when people believe in Teva, nature, then they're not so conscious of Hashem. If they believe Hashem, Hashem is somewhere in the background. He's somewhere in the back over there, keeping himself busy with his own things. But as far as what goes on down here, he's not really that much involved in it. The plants, everything, they grow by themselves. You water it, then it grows. You know, you don't need Hashem's direct involvement, chas v'shalom. But as soon as there are miracles, then it becomes clear to everybody that Hashem is directly control and directly involved in every step. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there, Ach yesh chayois rois. However, there are these wild animals that tear up the souls of the Jews. And these are Shehem Chachmei HaTeva. These are the scientists, the people who believe in nature and don't believe in Hashem. Shehem Mizgabrim Keneged Hizgalus HaRotzoin. They oppose this revelation of the Rotzoin of Hashem. They try to downplay Hashem's presence, either to prove that there is no Hashem, chas v'shalom, or if there is a Hashem, he's somewhere in the Himalayas, he's on vacation. We're running the world here, basically. This science and scientific fact and Mother Nature, they're the ones who are really handling what's going on here. V'hachnosom, and the way that we subdue and we weaken and we defeat these chachmei hateva is al yedei chachmei hador ho'amitim, through the true chachamim of the generation, the tzaddikim of the generation, shehem mekashrim kol haretzaynos l'shoyresh haratzim. These are the tzaddikim who have the ability to take all of the individual retzaynos in this world and plug them into the source of ratzim. Shehu bechinas meitzach haratzim, which is called in the Zohar HaKadosh meitzach haratzim. Meitzach means the forehead. And this refers to a very high spiritual level, as we're going to see. Bechinas rotzoin sheberetzoinois. It's also referred to as rotzoin sheberetzoinois, which is the level of spirituality that's available on Shabbos at Mincha time. That's called rotzoin sheberetzoinois, raiva deraivim. When Hashem is closest to the Jewish people, and when the intensity of the spirituality is at the highest point of the whole week, that's called Rotzayn Sheberetzaynos. Shehu Bechinas Histalkus Moshe B'Shabbos Mincha. This is tied into the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu on Shabbos at Mincha time, together with another two tzaddikim that we know of, which are Yosef HaTzadik and Dovid HaMelech. All three of them passed away Shabbos Mincha. And in fact, Moshe, Yosef, David is Begematria Tefillah. Those three tzaddikim. That's why we say Tzidkoscha at the end of Mincha on Shabbos. We say Tzidkoscha three times. Usually when you're at a funeral, you say Tziduk Hadin. We show that we trust that whatever Hashem does is for the good. On Shabbos, we don't say Tziduk Hadin, but we say something similar, which is this Tzidkoscha, to remind us about the passing away of these three great tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzadik, and Dovid HaMelech, who passed away at the highest spiritual moment of the week. And they plugged into this very high level called Rotzayim. When Hashem, again, the word Rotzayim means, number one, that Hashem displays that everything going on is only because He wants it. That's one definition of the word Rotzayim. Rotzayim also means goodwill. When Hashem's goodwill is at its highest high, when Hashem's positive feelings towards the Jewish people are at the highest high, that's why on Shabbos Mincha we say Va'ani Sefilosi L'cho Hashem Eis Rotzayim. I present my tefillah to you, Hashem, at this moment of the greatest Rotzayim. And again, Rotzayim has several meanings. One of them is to be appeased, to be very have goodwill towards the other person. That's one definition. Rotzayin also means whatever I want, that's what I do. You know. That's on the positive side. Ach kenegedze, however, opposing this meitzach harotzayin, which we said represents the highest, one of the highest spiritual levels that could be, meitzach harotzayin, opposing that, yesh bechinas meitzach hanochosh, there is the forehead of the snake, which shehu shoyresh chokhmah sateva, which is the source of where all of these scientists, the people who deny Hashem, they either don't believe in Hashem at all, or they try to play down Hashem's role in involvement in controlling everything that's going on. Even if they believe Hashem in Hashem, or they accept Hashem, they put Hashem in a very minimal role. So that's the source of this Chochma Sateva. Ach Iker Yenikas Meitzach Hanochosh Hu Mizikne Hador She'en Bohem Shleimus. Rabbi Nazal explains in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, this Meitzach Hanochosh, where does it draw its strength from? Where does it draw energy from? From the older people who are not perfect, who are imperfect. Older people in the generation who are lacking in shleimus. And Rabbi Nizal explains there, ki kol ma sheha'odom mazgin, kol ma shenedvasef ubolo yoyim imei chayov, hu tzorech lo hoisef boi kedusha vadas. Because the truth is, the older a person gets, every day that a person lives in this world, a new day, they're supposed to be adding new das, new mitzvahs. They're supposed to be learning Torah new, and doing more mitzvahs, more ma'asim tovim, more kedusha, bechinas, as the pasuk says, vayikra Hashem lo'or yoim, that Hashem referred to light as day. Shekol yoim v'yoim shebo achar kach tzorech sheyor b'yoyser, meaning every day, every new day that I'm living in this world is supposed to bring more light into my life. More Torah, more mitzvahs, more ma'asim tovim. V'yidei zikni hador she'ein bohem shleimus. However, unfortunately, we know that there is a certain plague. There are certain people whose faith in Hashem is not that strong, and whose connection to religion is not that strong. And by them, when they retire, that term retire, when they stop working, they don't know what to do with themselves. Unfortunately, they weren't educated to realize how much the Torah has to offer for them, and they don't realize what an obligation they have and how important, how critical it is for them to be learning Torah. So unfortunately, they're not filling their days with Torah. And in many cases, they're filling their days with nonsense or with nothing. They're not filling their days at all. They're just watching the clock go by very slowly. They're watching the time tick and they suffer, you know, trying to figure out what they're going to do tomorrow, what they're going to do today, what they're going to do with themselves. This is this concept of ziknei hador she'ein bohem shleimus. And unfortunately, mi nefilas yameihem, from their days that are not filled with light, that are not filled with Torah, that are not filled with mitzvahs, mishom yoinek meitzach hanochosh. The meitzach hanochosh draws its energy from there. Big problem. So, and Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say there, Val yidei tzedoko machniin meitzach hanochosh. One of the most powerful things that has the ability to weaken and to defeat this snake that's the root of these chachmei ateva is tzedoko, charity. Kal yidei tzedoko malin umesaknin pegam nefilas hayomim shel hazikeinim anal shein bohem shleimus. Because through tzedoko, a person elevates and fixes up the damage, the negative effects of those days, of these older people, those days that are empty, that are lacking in Torah, in light, and mitzvahs. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Shlach lachmecho al pnei amoyim, send out your bread to the waters, give out bread, ki beroiv hayomim timtzenu, because after many days, you'll find it. It'll come back to you. There, the regular translation is, give charity. When you have, give. Because you never know. Could be in a few months or a few years, you're going to need. And if you gave, when your time of need comes, they'll give you. Or they'll give your children. Or they'll give your grandchildren. And chas v'shalom, if you don't give, then you won't get. That's one interpretation. But Rabbeinu Zal there focuses on the words, ki beroiv hayom nimtimtzenu. Roiv hayomim, the plentifulness of the days. This mitzvah of tzedakah fills in the days. Those days of those older people that are empty, that are lacking, that pigam, tzedakah has the ability to correct that, to reverse that. V'azai machni en meitzach hanochosh, and then we weaken, this weakens that power of the snake, shoyresh chochmas hateva, which is the source from which these chachmei ateva draw their energy, vazai nichno in chachmei ateva. Then these chachmei ateva are weakened. Vazai nizgale venishma koil hakriya shel yontif. When they're weakened, then the announcement of the holidays comes booming out. It comes out loud. Shekoirei umegale yisarotzim, which announces and reveals the fact that everything is only through Hashem's will. Because we said they were the ones who opposed that. They're the ones who blocked that announcement from being publicized, really. And when they're taken care of, when we defeat them, when we defeat these Chachmei HaTeva, by getting to the source, getting to the Metzach HaNochosh, and we found out where does their Metzach HaNochosh get his energy from? From these older people who are not filling their days with Toiv. And how do we correct that? With Tzedakah. So through tzedakah, we correct the problem of the older people, which feeds the metzach hanochosh, which helps the chachmei ateva, who oppose this hizgalus harotzoin. Validei hizgalus harotzoin, and when this rotzoin is being revealed, when it's being made very clear that everything is only through Hashem's will, na seyira, that generates respect, respect for Hashem. That raises the level of respect for Hashem. We say this in Ashrei, Ritzoin Yireyov Yaseh. Rotzoin makes Yira. That's Rabbeinu Zal makes a play on the words there. That's not the literal translation. Ritzoin Yireyov Yaseh Ves Shavos Mishman. Bebechinas, Ritzoin Yireyov Yaseh. Val Yedei Hayira Naseh Chakiko Vitzinur Lekabel Es HaChesed. And when there is the proper Yira, we know that Yira is associated with Gvura, Midas Hadin, Tzimtzum, constriction. When there's Yira, then we carve out a vessel, or we create the pipes which are needed to be able to receive Hashem's Chesed. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan that the Chesed of Hashem is flowing at all times. The problem is, you have to have a vessel into which to receive it. Yira generates vessels. Chesed is kindness. Chesed is from the right side. Chesed means open, opening the gates. But if you open the gates, let's say we open a dam of water, we can flood the city. The people aren't going to get water, they're going to get flooded. So we need to have channels set up to channel that water into reservoirs, to channel it into places where the water can be used in a positive way. That's the Yira. Yira is on the left side. Yira is Midas Hadin, Tzimtzum, Gvura. It's constriction. Yira creates the vessels so that a person can be able to receive Hashem's Chesed in a healthy, positive way. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Umechoykeik, Lachakok means to carve out, Mibein Raglov, from between the feet. And the feet are usually Malchus, Yira, Gvura, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there. Validei hashpoas chesed, and when Hashem's chesed is flowing properly and it's being received properly, azai ein tzrichem lasos shum uvda ve'esek b'shvil parnosa, then people do not have to do any hishtadlus for parnosa. People do not have to put in any physical effort, don't have to make any moves for parnosa. When Hashem ki meskayim ho'olam b'chazdoi, because the world can exist on Hashem's chesed alone. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'omdu zorim, others will get up, v'ro'u tzoinchem, and they will take care of your sheep. Uvenei nechor, ikorechem v'kormechem. And others, the non-Jews, they'll take care of your vineyards and your fields and everything. V'atem koyhane Hashem tikro, and you will be called priests, Hashem's priests. The Torah says when Moshiach comes, this is going to be the reality. The Jews are not going to have to work at that time for Parnassa. All the needs, all the physical needs are going to be taken care of by others. The Jews are all going to be a nation of Kohanim, just like the Kohanim didn't go to work. They did the Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. The Jews supported them with Truma, with Matnois Kohuna, and all of those things. Rabbeinu Zal explains in this chapter in the Likutei Moharan that when a Jew fixes all the things we spoke about here, and when this Yira is in place the way it's supposed to be, and how do you get the Yira? Through the Izgalus HaRotzon, through. When all of that is in place, the person is receiving Hashem's Chesed in its fullest measure, and then he doesn't have to do any work. His needs are taken care of. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Study that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, Torah Dalet, in the second half, which I said is a long chapter. What we said here in one column, over there it's about 10, 12 pages. So you'll get all the full details there. He really expounds on every single small point that we made here. But at least we have an idea. We have an introduction. We know some of the terms, the Yira, the Chesed, the Hizgalus HaRotzon, the Mikra Kodesh that takes place on the holidays when there's miracles, the opposing force, the scientists, who draw from the Metzach HaNochosh, which gets its energy from the elders whose days are not being filled with good stuff. And the tikkun for that is tzedakah. These are some of the concepts that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan.